Welcome back to the second half hour of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. There's a lot of activity these days for downtown San Antonio. The final plans are being made for a downtown streetcar route. Hemisphere redevelopment is underway. It looks like a medical school could be coming to downtown at the Fox Tech campus, and negotiations are happening right now to bring a HEB to downtown, something that a lot of people have been talking about for a while, helping coordinate many of these million-dollar projects. And somewhere in the mix is the CEO of the Centro Partnership, and that is former Deputy City Manager Pat DiGiovanni. And Pat will be joining us soon here on KSTX. We're going to be talking about downtown, and we want to hear from you. We really need our callers to give me a call right now. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. What do you want to see happen to downtown? Or are you sick and tired of hearing about downtown? Do you think that the city of San Antonio is paying too much attention to downtown? We want to hear from you. The number is 614-8980. In regards to the downtown HEB, we are looking for, you know, this is something that people say, if we could have a grocery store downtown, then this would do a lot towards making downtown a more livable city. There was a time when I lived downtown in an apartment there, and going out and buying groceries was a chore. And hauling up all those groceries from my car, which I had to park a block away from, to my wife's and I's little apartment, was an ordeal also. And it was good for the upper body strength, but it certainly was not convenient. And sometimes and so we're seeing things like, well, what about the streetcar? How is the streetcar going to change downtown? Is that something that's going to should be built to try and develop San Antonio's tourism industry? Or is this something that we can do to try and help boost our urban core and making the urban core more livable? So our phone lines are open, and the number is 614-8980. And let's go to Kent. Kent is on the line. Kent, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, I believe a lot of unnecessary importance is being given to downtown. I don't believe some of these new projects that they are saying they want done are necessarily viable. That's all I have to say.
Okay, Kent, I appreciate that. So you're skeptical about the need for more development downtown. And Jeremiah wants to join us. Jeremiah, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Jeremiah, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I think the point of the city is focusing a little bit more on downtown. As a run of business downtown, and, you know, we go through a lot of slow periods, especially with a lot of growth in San Antonio. Focus has been taken away over the past few years. So it's important to kind of revitalize those efforts.
Okay, so you see that the investment in downtown is a worthy investment and something that is a helpful strategy for to continue to develop the city.
Definitely.
All right, Jeremiah, I appreciate your phone call. And let's go to another caller, Ray. Ray is on the line. Ray, welcome to The Source.
Hey, thanks. I'm from Philadelphia, born and raised in the Northeast. And the downtown area is always the area that attracts all the attention. Yes, you have your suburbs and people move out of them, but people want to go to downtown. They want to see the skyline. They want to see the different activities. Some of the younger folks want to live, you know, in the loft areas of downtown where they know the nightlife and everything else is there downtown. So to revitalize or do whatever they can to San Antonio, I think is well overdue.
All right, Ray, appreciate your comments. That was really appreciated. Thank you so much. And so let's bring in our guest into the conversation, the CEO of Centro Partnership, Pat DiGiovanni. And you have been named Mr. Downtown, the Downtowner of the Year by the Downtown Alliance. So that is, you've got a lot of, I mean, you that's what you are. That's what you do. Why is that? Why downtown for you?
Well, first of all, great to be with you, David. I appreciate it. I know I was a little late, so.
That's okay. We worked it out.
Good to be here. First time on your show. I've heard your show before, so it's great to be part of it. Well, you know, I'm really excited about this opportunity. This is a great privilege that I've been given to head up this organization and to really bring about change in downtown. I like to think that we're going to wake up every day, and that's all we're going to think about is downtown. And the surrounding neighborhoods. It's not just about the downtown itself, but really the surrounding neighborhoods of downtown. And this is about the overall health of the community, because there's a pretty good body of work that suggests that the region, the city itself, can't survive without a strong urban core. And so we think the mission is pretty clear. For instance, in the 2000 census, we lost for the first time population within the 410 loop. The very first time in the history of San Antonio, we've actually lost population. And that means density has gone down within the inner city. So it's severe, it's serious. And, you know, I look out your window, and the last caller was right. That skyline is what most people remember and think about when they come to San Antonio. And so it's very important for the overall health of our community.
So let's talk about some of the individual projects. And one that's very interesting to me is the HEB, this negotiations that's been going on forever. Why is it so important that we would have an HEB and that the city would actually like invest money or subsidize the putting of a grocery store in downtown?
Well, let's put it into some context. I mean, we already have people living in downtown today. Obviously, they're getting their groceries from somewhere. So it's not that people are going hungry and are not able to get, you know, the kinds of staples that they need to survive. But from a pure marketing standpoint, from an ability to attract more downtown development, clearly what we've heard from people is, well, I would move downtown if there was a more established local presence in terms of grocery stores or a market of some sort. So it's very important from that standpoint to pursue, if you will, that kind of an amenity that is going to round out, if you will, the downtown experience.
But HEB says it would lose money in putting a grocery store, even a smaller grocery store, in downtown. So is it like a chicken and egg kind of a thing? And so you want to kind of give the chicken a little kick to start the eggs coming?
And we believe them when they say that, because obviously they're in this market. They know where they can make money and where they can't. I mean, they didn't need anyone from the public sector or from our organization to tell them where to put a grocery store. I mean, clearly they look at the demographics. They look at where the people are spending money. They see stores that are already making money. And so the last thing they want to do is cannibalize one store for the sake of another. So as a good corporate citizen, I think they're interested in it, but they recognize that it's going to take some kind of subsidy to make it work. What this means ultimately, David, is that you need more heads in beds in downtown. And as the market grows, as that residential base increases, it'll be natural for other grocers to come into the downtown market.
So we're talking about downtown, investment in downtown, why so much attention to downtown from Mr. Downtown. That is Pat DiGiovanni, former deputy city manager, the CEO of the Central Partnership. He's also in charge of the Downtown Public Improvement District. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We will take your phone calls also. This is The Source on KSTX. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about downtown, and in the studio with me, we've got the CEO of Central Partnership, former Deputy City Manager Pat DiGiovanni. We're going to go to the phones. Let's get Winnetka on the line. I hope I'm saying that appropriately, close enough to your name. Winnetka, welcome to The Source.
Yes, thank you for listening to me. I'm a 12th generation Tejana, and I'm born downtown at Santa Rosa Hospital, so I really have a vested interest in downtown San Antonio. And I'm wondering about the proposed subsidy for the HEB. How can one of the richest men in the world have in good conscience be asking for subsidies? Most capitalist ventures usually do their homework if they're going to a particular area. They know that the demand is there for their product or services. So I don't know how anybody in the city council, from the mayor down, and especially the city manager's office, can and rationalize putting $1 million tax burden on ordinary citizens. I mean, and then she has the nerve, or they have the nerve, to ask for us to subsidize the the deficit in the budget by imposing a dollar more.
Okay. Winnetka, let me get the answer to that question. Thank you for calling in. That was a great point. So, Pat?
Yeah, I mean, it's a legitimate issue that the caller is raising. Again, this is not HEB coming to the city and saying, you know, we want to do a grocery store and therefore we need money, we need a subsidy to make it work. This was the city and really putting out a request for information and seeing what was available out there. And again, HEB knows this market very well and clearly has said, you know, we can't make this work from a financial standpoint. And you have to understand the HEB model. Every store has to live on its own. Every store has to break even or make money for it to be a viable store. Otherwise, they're not going to keep those stores open.
So HEB also wants to have a street closure on Main Street by their headquarters.
As my understanding, and when I was at the city, that was part of the discussion, that they did want to see their campus kind of reunited, which makes sense from a corporate standpoint. And frankly, we hope that would be part of the solution because, quite frankly, that gives them an opportunity to really grow their employment base in downtown San Antonio, which is what we want. We want more employees, especially in the corporate world, to bring those back to the inner city. And so if anything we can do to really solidify that campus and make that a viable place for their future, that would be obviously money well spent. But it is a total package that they're asking for right now.
All right, back to the phones. George, I think I lost George. I hit the wrong button. Is he there? Irma, are you there?
Okay, yes. Irma's here.
Okay.
Hello, and mine is a common question combination, and what I'd like to reflect on was back in the early 70s, there was a political discussion / debate on to bring the University of Texas campus to San Antonio, the old Hemisphere area, since those beautiful buildings were empty. But from my understanding, the political powers somehow decided to take it, I don't know, 18 miles or so from the center of the city. And it did build up definitely the north side. But I know some of the campuses have returned to the center of the city. I'm wondering if UT plans on expanding, because that would really bring a lot of business to the center of the city, having the educational basis there with all the students.
Okay.
Is that a possibility?
All right, Irma, thank you for your question. And Pat?
Well, I think there is great opportunity for growing the downtown campus. Right now, I think President Romo is very focused on achieving Tier 1 status in terms of a university. That entails a lot of different things, including research, basic research. But I think, again, the more focus we put on downtown, the more he sees that the students of UTSA want to be in downtown, and it's great to have both UTSA football at downtown right now and some of the activities that they're involved in. We want to grow a stronger partnership between the community, the business community, and the students at UTSA downtown. I think naturally with time, we'll see a further expansion of the downtown campus. Right now they have probably between 6,000 and 9,000 students that come in and out of downtown to take classes, which is a great start, but we want to see student housing eventually, because then you start to really build a base.
But there's city property adjacent to the UTSA downtown campus. I think there's like a yard for city vehicles and things that I know that Dr. Romo has said that he would be interested in doing a swap or something that would expand the campus and maybe give something to the city that the city wants. So they're looking at things.
Those are great opportunities because, again, the city does have probably land there that could be better used for the expansion to the campus, and they could move those kinds of public works type of fleet maintenance type of uses to another part of the community that would really open up the opportunities.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. George, I'm sorry I cut you off before, hit the wrong button, but now you're back. Thank you for calling back. You're on the line. You're on the air.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to speak first to the general idea of revitalizing our downtown. And if you look at all of the cities in the country that have that are vital and that people like to visit, there isn't a one that doesn't have this vital, growing downtown. If we want to join that club, we've got to step up. I'd also speak very briefly to the issue of somebody that was knocking an HEB. And as the your guest said, you know, we went to them, and everybody needs to understand that. They didn't come saying, hey, subsidize a new store for us. But that store will certainly help if it happens to make it a livable place, and so people move in and it becomes a real downtown with people living there and thriving.
Okay, George, I appreciate your comments. And let's get another caller on the line. Bill. Bill, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just got a question. I'm curious as to what sort of real downtown are you looking for? What are you trying to approach your demographic? Is it going to be singles, young professionals, retirees? You're not going to get families down there because they can't afford to send their kids to private school. So how do you fill that gap? How do you handle that wide segment of the population that you're not able to satisfy? Because you do need families in these areas to give the vibrancy.
Okay, Bill, let's see if Pat Giovanni can answer that.
Well, I think it's a stepping stone type of an approach. Right now, I think some of the demographics are to what the caller spoke of, which is the young professionals and then also the empty nesters, which downtowns generally are more appealing to when you look across the board, across the entire country. However, the caller is absolutely right on target when he says we've got to start looking at the families and how we bring families back into our downtown. That's why this initiative with Incarnate Word and the San Antonio Independent School District is so important to the future of downtown. Not only do we bring a magnet like a medical school into downtown, but we part of the transaction between those two entities is about how we strengthen the magnet school at Fox Tech. And the key here, David, is making that a world-class high school so that any student from anywhere in the city could come back into that magnet school and get the kind of quality education to then, again, pursue a health careers profession, whether it's in medicine or it's in nursing or optometry or pharmacy, whatever the discipline is, that magnet school really offers the opportunity. But having a strong partnership between Incarnate Word and the Independent School District is really what's going to make downtown and the inner city attractive again to families. And so that's the key, is working on the quality education. Obviously, the housing stock is going to be another important ingredient. We're doing a little research project right now with Trinity students, for instance, on how we start to evaluate the relationship between neighborhood development and education. And what are those things that make neighborhoods great and what makes school districts great? So
how is the streetcar system, yeah, how is that going to change things downtown? Is that going to be a game changer?
Well, we think it can be.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. But I'm going to give you another number that people don't know about. But before I get to that, let me just say this about the whole streetcar issue. Is the automobile, this is a question in general, is the automobile the only efficient way to move people within our city? That's the ultimate question. And if the answer comes back, no, there's got to be other ways, whether it's buses or streetcars or light rail, then this city, if it wants to be a progressive 21st century city, has to begin to implement other modes of transportation. And what it means is ultimately opening up the issue for the greater community about how we're going to move around our city. We don't have the kind of congestion that an Austin has, or maybe other big cities like New York or Chicago or, you know, some of the San Francisco and those. But why do we want to wait to get there is the ultimate question. So I think it can be. It needs to be seen as a way to move people around. You got to increase density in the inner city, to obviously it to work properly, And I think that's all part of the strategy of bringing more housing downtown, bringing more people downtown. And when housing comes, we think employment's going to come as well.
Employment, high tech, or more offices? What are you talking about?
Well, I think a lot of the target industries that we have on our radar screen, along with the Economic Development Foundation, is high tech, the biosciences, biomedical research.
So already where we're developing now, where we're showing a lot of strength, is trying
absolutely
to build on that. All right, I definitely want to thank Pat Giovanni, the CEO of Central Partnership, former Deputy City Manager, San Antonio, talking about downtown. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be back tomorrow.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.